USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Disgraced New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo will be gone in 2 weeks. He's stepping down after the facts that the New York Attorney General's office showed Cuomo sexually harassed nearly a dozen women, retaliated against whistleblowers, and created a toxic workplace environment. Fellow Democrat President Biden had kind words for Cuomo's job performance.
Oh, he's done a hell of a job. And, I mean, both on everything from access to voting, to infrastructure, to a whole range of things. That's why it's so sad.
Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul will replace Cuomo until the midterm elections in 2022. On Tuesday, international seafood company Greek Seafood leaked nearly 4,000 gallons of chlorine into a Norway fjord, killing approximately 96,000 fish. Local police said the leaked chlorine had already flowed into the Atlantic Ocean and that emergency services were investigating the cause. USA Radio News.
They say the Delta variant is spreading fast. In Australia, they're even using the military to enforce new lockdowns. Will it happen here? All this week, Stinchfield answers that and more about the big bad lockdowns. Tune into Stinchfield on Newsmax. Find out about new calls for lockdowns, more masks, and even forced vaccinations. You thought it couldn't happen here. Now, Stinchfield is on tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, exposing the dangers to you and your family. He reveals who's really behind the big bad lockdowns, the real truth you need to know. Over 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, and Xfinity. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax. Plus, you can stream it for free on Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. Don't miss Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
The $1 trillion plus bipartisan infrastructure bill passed in the Senate Tuesday. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has the details.
The Senate passed the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill Tuesday by a 69-30 vote, 19 Republicans joining all Democrats in sending the bill to the House. Senator Josh Hawley says he can't believe any Republican senator could vote for the bill. The Missouri Republican tells Fox News that the infrastructure package was actually a radical piece of legislation that will cost trillions in pork barrel spending.
I'm disappointed that anybody would support this bill. You said it exactly right. This isn't an infrastructure bill. This is a radical left woke politics bill that has stuff like gender identity mandates in it, the radical equity agenda, the Green New Deal. That's all in this bill. And by the way, it's going to cost trillions of dollars pork barrel spending. There's stuff like bridges and highways in Canada in this bill. We're going to be building highways and bridges in the United States, not in foreign countries. This is a bad bill, and that's why I voted no.
USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom has allowed the release of a murderer who served 40 years in prison for the murder of a developmentally disabled Fresno, California man who was buried alive. 58-year-old David Wiedert in 1980 killed Michael Morganti to cover up a $500 burglary. Morganti was his lookout in the burglary. Fresno County District Attorney Lisa Schmickamp on Fox News says Governor Newsom should be ashamed.
The Board of Prisons, three times in a row, and this time also, they produced no information at all. In fact, the reason that Governor Brown twice and Governor Newsom once blocked the parole of this man, he has not accepted responsibility, he has not shown any remorse, and he has done nothing in prison other than not get in trouble. So he's had no rules violations, but he hasn't progressed. He hasn't accepted responsibility. He is not remorseful for this crime still to this day. And the fact that they could think, and Governor Newsom could think, that it is appropriate to let a man out of custody who took a developmentally disabled boy, took him, beat him, made him dig his own grave, stabbed him, beat him, put him in a grave, and buried him alive. When this young man, the autopsy was done, there was dirt in his lungs, which gives us the indication and the evidence that he was buried alive. It's one of the most heinous crimes we've ever seen in Fresno. And the fact that this man is walking free is despicable, and Gavin Newsom should be ashamed of himself.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.